Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
So today we just want to start our podcast with a shout out to Brandy Moeller.
Yay!
She's in Michigan. She's in Grand Rapids, actually. Mm-hmm. And Brandy told us that she and her husband listen to My Crazy Office as they commute to work.
I love that.
I know. And thank you so much for listening.
Thank you, Brandy.
Yeah, thank you. And I hope you
Brandy's husband.
It starts your day off right.
Yeah, you know, when I heard that, I thought I should be listening to our podcast on my way to work.
Yeah, you like to listen to yourself.
Yes, exactly.
Just like, what do I have to say?
It's
wow,
a
listen to myself.
All
right, so today we're going to talk about the hiring process. I have a lot of clients who are switching jobs right now because the market is fairly good.
Mm-hmm.
So hiring can be very stressful, whether you're the person seeking a job or the person or people deciding on who to hire, which is a tough decision.
Yes.
So our first question is from someone who has had a great series of interviews, but then hears nothing back.
Oh.
Sound familiar?
Stressful.
And then the second question comes from a guy who's in a hiring committee and sees red flags that no one else sees.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah.
Can't wait to see what we decide about these things.
Exactly. All right, Logan, what's our first question?
I just interviewed for an exciting position at a digital advertising firm. The interview itself lasted 4 hours. First, I met with a panel that included someone from HR and several department heads. Then I met with a person who would be my boss. At the end of that interview, I was invited to lunch to speak with people who would be my coworkers. Everyone seemed very positive, and my potential future boss said it would be a pleasure to have me on her team. The only problem is, it's been a week, and I haven't heard a word. What should I do?
You know, I wonder if this person sent a thank you note to all the people they met.
Yes.
Because that would be a way to be in communication.
Yes, so, I was thinking the same thing.
So hopefully they did that. But whether you did or not, you know, a week, it's fine to reach out in a week.
Yeah.
And say, I haven't heard anything.
Yeah.
What's going on? Any news? When can I start? You know, take a positive position and just see what happens.
Yeah. I was thinking in particular, you could reach out to the HR person and just ask what the process is from here,
mm-hmm.
you know, to get a sense of the timing, because it sounds like this person did not find out what the overall process, how long that might take.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, and they may have not said, and they mm-hmm. it may have all just sounded great, great, great.
Yeah.
And then you walk out the door and you don't know, because you don't know who came in after you.
You do not.
You don't know what happened. Or maybe the position got put on hold. I mean, so many things can happen.
So many things can happen.
Or they hire within, you know. So, I mean, many times when you follow up, you'll find out actually
yes.
what happened and what the timeline is. And you may find out that they have another position opening in 3 months.
Right.
So you never can count on... I mean, it sounds good. It sounds like they do want to work with this person, but you just don't know.
You don't know what happens behind the scenes. And I know it's. I do it too often, but I'm going to give a dating analogy here.
I think that that makes sense. And I can't wait.
In this case. Well, this is the I'll call you or I'll text you analogy, which is that you could meet with someone, a guy or a woman, have an amazing time. And you both seem like you're having a wonderful connection. And then that person says, I'll call you. And you don't hear anything. And many things could happen, could have happened that you don't know about.
So you think that that's really like this. They really are very similar.
I think so, yeah. Well, in the sense that they're just like people can date well, like do first dates well, people can interview well. And companies
right.
can interview well. It could be that the culture is such that they really do embrace every candidate.
Mm-hmm.
And which is not to then dismiss the good time you had. It's just you don't really know what the outcome is.
Yeah, I mean, I think... To me, they're a little different, but I do think
they
that
are a little different.
If you had so many interviews, you met with so many people, companies don't have that kind of time to waste.
Yeah.
I think that they saw something that mm-hmm. they liked.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so it may not be about you. It may have been they have to put the position on hold
yeah.
or that there's an internal candidate that has to be considered. It may
right.
just be a lag in time. So you do have to follow up.
And so let me just tell you the second part.
Another dating thing is coming, I can tell.
That's right. Is you can't wait for their call.
That's right.
So you have to continue dating, which is you have to keep looking for other jobs.
Well, I think that's true. I mean, if you are interviewing at multiple companies, mm-hmm. it takes the pressure off anyone having to come through.
Yep.
And I think to go back to dating, I haven't dated in so long. Is that true if you're dating multiple people? No.
Yes.
Because you have the one, your one favorite.
Well, same could be true for a job, but it gets your mind off of just waiting for the phone to ring.
Well, the truth is you can be at a so-so job, but you can't be in a so-so relationship, right? I guess you could.
We would hope. We would hope.
I know people who've done Mr. Right now instead of Mr. Rights just to pass the time. But the point is that it's not about dating. It's about continuing the process of looking for what you want.
Right.
Right. Even if emotionally you think I only want that job.
I think this is so hard because your hopes get so high after you walk out and you envision yourself working there and you like the people and then time goes by and it's not a good feeling.
No. And then on the other hand, as you say, if you follow up, you may get some good news.
Yeah. I mean, what should have happened is you leave there. First of all, you should find out what's the process from here before you leave.
Mm-hmm.
And then you send thank you notes to everyone explaining why you're the perfect person for the job.
Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully somebody wrote you back and said, all right, let me lay out how it's going to happen.
Right.
That's usually what happens.
Right.
So you shouldn't have such a mystery, but I hear this all the time.
Well, can I throw one more thing in there?
I don't know. Is it about dating?
No, no, actually, this is more about cultures, that some mm-hmm. companies and some industries take a very long time to decide.
Yeah.
And I think that's worth finding out about the company that you're interviewing with. Like if they are, you know, if they tend to take months before they actually make a decision, that's helpful to know mm-hmm. because then you're not sitting there, you know, chafing at the bit, hoping that you'll hear any minute now.
Yeah, that's true. I know I have a client who's waiting 6 months now to get a federal job. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And it does take that long to actually close one of those jobs, even though she's got it in writing.
Yep.
She doesn't actually have the job yet and can't leave the job that she hates.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's really tough. And I know someone else who's waiting a long time to get into a university. Those positions sometimes is a lot that has to happen before you get in.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, so I hope that's helpful. You should always, you know, like anything you're doing, you should always know what the next steps are when you leave, whether it's a sale
mm-hmm.
or marketing or going for a job. You should know what the next steps are.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we're saying find out the next steps if you don't know, mm-hmm. but in future, find out as you're leaving, before you leave, find out the next steps. Keep looking just to keep keep things moving for you. And then understand that a lot of things could happen in between that interview and when they make an actual selection.
And it's okay to be in communication.
Yes.
Not within 24 hours, but a week is definitely enough time
mm-hmm.
to be in communication and say, what's the status?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's good. Anything else? Any other dating advice, Catherine? All right, we're going to take
You got to shop around.
All right, we're going to take a commercial break and be right back with more hiring advice.
Want to be a hot shot in your new job? Do you have a fancy new suit, but you're tired of wearing it to the same old office? Aren't you bored of staring out the window at Starbucks, wondering what happened to your dream career? If you answered yes to any of the above, stop what you're doing and give K-Squared a call. I mean it. K-Squared Executive Coaching will help you accomplish your career objectives and help you navigate the obstacles holding your career hostage. Simply go to our website, ksquaredenterprises.com, to learn more about our executive coaching and how we can help you. Come on, go ahead. You can do it. And now, back to our show.
All right, welcome back. Logan, what's our next question?
I'm on a hiring committee for a not-for-profit organization. We are interviewing and selecting a new social media coordinator. The position is particularly important at this time because we are mounting a number of campaigns to raise money and heighten our visibility. Our hiring procedure is to create a team of 5 employees who interview potential candidates, then vote on the finalist. We are split 3-2 regarding the current final candidate. I'm one of the two who does not think this person is a good fit. I see too many red flags. There are gaps in his resume. He speaks in terms I do not understand, and I'm pretty familiar with social media. It looks like they're going to hire this guy anyway. Is there anything else I can do?
Oh, it's so frustrating. It's really frustrating when you see something that looks off and other people don't want to see it.
Right.
Either they don't want to see it or they just don't see it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about this particular area, Kathy, right? Social media, which is for so many companies, this mysterious in terms of what it actually can do for you and who really is capable of making it do something for you, right? For many companies, it's they don't quite understand it.
Right. Well, it's also usually somebody a lot younger than you. You're hiring also.
Yeah.
And you don't quite know what they're going to be doing. Yeah, I think it's a hard position. But I think what I like about this question is when you are hiring within a committee and the vote is split. I think that that's, I mean, I find that fascinating. And I've seen it happen go both ways where a candidate was outnumbered and the people that chose that person were correct. And then I've seen it where it's had, they haven't been correct. And I always think it's, it, you know, hiring is very difficult and I don't, most people don't have a fabulous track record.
Yeah.
It's a crapshoot because some people, you know, like date well, they interview well. I can't believe I just said that. I don't think they're the same. But I think it's very difficult to meet somebody for maybe 3 hours and think you know them.
Yes,
for.
It is.
And then hire them, and then you live with them 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. It's so I like a slow hiring process, personally.
So do I.
Oh, so we're in agreement.
In fact, I had an idea, which I bet you have the same one. Go ahead.
Well, what, you want
no
me
pressure.
To say your idea? No, you say it.
I
say it.
My idea is that you say, okay, I understand that you all really want this person. What I would like to do is give them one project so that he can demonstrate his capabilities for us so that we have no, then we don't have to have any doubts.
You know, I wasn't going to say that at all, but I really like it.
Thank you.
I think that's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So instead of shoving your opinion down their throat, say, I just want to give them one more project. Let's just see how they do. And I just think the longer you take in hiring, the more you see.
Yeah.
Not just because you get to unfold and you get to see this person, or they unfold rather, you get to see them in action more, but also people react differently to how long it takes.
They do.
And that's a good thing to know also, how impatient they are,
right,
how willing they are to prove themselves.
Right. Well, that's why I was thinking the project thing is that you would see the individual's work style, you'd see their time management, and you'd really see their true interest and commitment to getting this job.
And you'd see how good they are. Mm-hmm. You know, it always reminds me of, you're going to talk about dating, but I'm going to talk about food shopping. When you're really hungry.
Much more important than dating, yes.
Well,
yes.
When you're really hungry, you should not go food shopping.
Yes.
Because that's when you'll regret what you bought.
Yes.
So when you're really desperate to hire and you hire quickly, it's the same thing. You usually end up regretting that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that kind of work, food,
I
hiring?
Think it totally works.
Yeah, it kind of works. So you want to ask this person to do another project. I think that's really brilliant.
Thank you, Kate.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people ask us, what do we think of this committee hiring?
Yeah.
And I think it's becoming extremely popular because, of course, nobody wants to be responsible for hire anymore because it's so difficult and nobody's really that good at it. Even HR people, I mean, you can't be fabulous at it because people are people and they're weird.
Yes.
And, you know, you can't tell who they are until you know them for a while.
I think that's such a good point. And as you say, there is a certain sort of crapshoot part of it, right?
There's it really a is a crapshoot. It really is. So now we've gone to, you know, another safety measure. Well, we'll have a committee that way.
And personality tests sometimes people do.
Right.
Companies
which they
will
work.
Do. Uh-huh. They can certainly show whether it's a cultural fit. I think,
right. Mm-hmm. Right.
There are indicators there.
Yeah. I mean, there's lots you can put a person through. But this committee thing is becoming very, very popular as a way to hire. And
so it may be something that individuals want to learn how to navigate anyway. How do you participate as part of a committee and really keep showing up even if you don't like the decisions that are being made? Or how do you voice your opinion without antagonizing others and still bring your point across?
Right. And the whole idea really is that everybody should see red flags. Everybody should see different things.
Yeah.
And that's So it's the collective mind.
So don't say you guys are idiots if you don't see that this person's a fraud.
Right. You don't want to yell at them. Yeah. You don't want to throw tomatoes at them.
No.
Right.
Or you'll say, you'll see and I'll show
Right.
you.
Go ahead, hire that person and then I'll laugh at you when you have to fire them. Yeah. You don't want to do any of that.
No. We want to take the high road as we always suggest.
Yeah. Because that's the only road to take in dating and in work.
And in work.
And shopping.
And grocery shopping.
Take the
high before road. You shop, then, you, in order not to buy the wrong things, you need to have a snack before you go grocery shopping is what I'm understanding.
And make a list.
We should definitely take a
snack
list.
While you make your list.
Right. Well, I personally prefer an ongoing list. Uh-huh. Like I have one on the refrigerator. Of course, that I'm very organized. I have one on the refrigerator, and it really bothers me when people finish something and then don't put it on the list. What is so hard about that? Yet
that's
nobody in my house wants to do
that's
it.
That's right. But that's like leaving one cookie in the cookie package, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So that if you wrote it down, then you're guilty
you
of
have
finishing
to,
it?
Exactly. Yes, you have to admit that
What's
you ate the
that?
Last thing. I don't know. People feel funny about that, don't they?
I guess. I hear this from everybody. I don't feel funny about it.
I'll eat the last cookie and then write it on the list so that I have to get more cookies.
Exactly. Well, maybe if you could have like a fridge cam instead of a nanny cam. And then you could...
Oh, that's a good idea. Oh, that would be really interesting in my house.
2 a.m. Who's sneaking in?
Really interesting.
Do you see the cat?
I mean, I see the crumbs in the morning.
Right.
I see, because I'm the first one in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, I can kind of trace the crumbs.
Yeah.
I can kind of see whose they are, because... Everyone has a different style of leaving them. But anyway.
Actually, this is making me free associate back to the hiring thing, which is you can't have a nanny cam and you can't have a fridge cam, but you can. And Kathy, you always emphasize this, check the references.
Oh,
it may sound obvious, but how
it's
many companies
obvious.
Don't do that?
Most
people.
Resume.
Most people do not check references. They just don't. And, you know, I had a client recently who was hired and I said, do you have your references ready? And he looked at me and he said, they already called all these companies I work for and leaders in the industry. That was a really good hire. They really knew they wanted this guy.
Yeah.
And they had called anyone of any relevance in the industry.
Wow.
That's really a good process. So I always say go beyond the references that the person supplies to you because those are their friends.
Do you suggest also going online and checking the person out?
You have to Google the person.
Yeah.
That's standard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You go to their Facebook page?
You go to whatever you can. I mean, usually you can only see so much on their Facebook page, but, you know, you could see what their Twitter is like. You could just see whatever else they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I always find that really interesting.
So this is also for people who are potentially getting hired.
Well, you know, if you're, and also the social media, if you're looking for a social media job, then your social media better look good.
That's right. True. You better be busy.
And it better look good. You know, you don't want... Yeah. To have a lot of garbage out there.
No garbage.
Which would just be in bad taste.
It would be in bad taste and therefore would prevent you from getting hired. But that's such a good point too, is to check out that individual's social media, their personal social media, what they're doing in that regard.
Right. Mm-hmm. So Logan, we checked yours out.
And I got hired. So.
You got
Here
hired.
You are.
Didn't have any crap out there. You don't have anything bad. Okay, so I think, is that it?
Yes.
There's always so much more to say, but that's it for today's show.
Yes, so join us next time. And actually, I want to put out a special request. We want your stories and your experiences, so send them to info@mycrazyoffice.co, and I promise you we will change the identifying factors so that you won't be...
Anonymity.
Anonymity is the key to our success.
Yes.
Right, Kathy?
Oh, yeah, we never reveal our sources. Couldn't do that.
Even if you put a podcast cam here, we wouldn't let them know.
Nope.
So also review us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. And don't forget to send us your questions.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.